3 out of every 4 major serious injuries to children are avoidable. That's according to a report which examined over 1,300 cases of major trauma to children over 6 years in hospitals across the country. The audit also found that low falls, road traffic collisions and burns account for almost 3/4 of cases, that most trauma happens at home to boys in the afternoon and in the summer. Professor Conor Deasy is clinical lead for the major trauma audit at the National Office of Clinical Audit. Professor Deasy, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Why was this study carried out and what more was found?
So look, this is actually a very important report that we're releasing this morning. And it's the first report that comprehensively describes major trauma in children. So we at the National Office of Clinical Audit have looked at the clinical stories of 1,382 children who have sustained life-threatening or life-changing injuries between 2014 and 2019. So these are children who were brought into the 26 hospitals in Ireland that are presently receiving children who have sustained major trauma. And what we found is that 57% needed to be transferred on from that initial hospital to another hospital for definitive treatment. We also found that parents often don't ring 112 or 999 and understandably just grab the child direct and go directly to whatever site has got emergency department written over the door. In fact, 41% were brought by their parent directly to the nearest emergency department. So this creates challenges for hospitals because there isn't opportunity to provide a warning or a pre-alert to allow a receiving trauma team prepare for the arrival of a child who is severely injured. And paediatric trauma as a proportion of all trauma is actually relatively small. It's about 5% of all major trauma that presents across the country. So this means hospitals don't see this type of presentation or patient as often and therefore have to compensate for this by ensuring staff are rehearsed and equipped for an unannounced arrival of a severely injured child. And that goes for every hospital that has an emergency department sign over its door. So some of these hospitals don't have emergency medicine on call consultants or trauma and orthopaedic services on site. And so bringing children to these sites can delay their definitive treatment.
Do children recover well from major trauma?
So, I mean, certainly the sudden nature of major trauma means families are literally thrown into a tailspin. We're very aware of the impact these incidents have on not just the patient, the child, but also their family and social network. Children who survive live on with the effects of their injuries. So we need to get it right. We need to ensure their treatment and their rehabilitation is the best it can be. This report tells us that the majority of children have to be moved on from one hospital to another for definitive care and that there is a lack of comprehensive rehabilitation for those who survive. But there is a plan. The Minister for Health in February 2018 published a trauma system for Ireland and that provides a blueprint for how trauma care should be optimally delivered.
And we'll be talking later about the National Children's Hospital and concerns over its progress. What do you think?
Well, certainly the National Children's Hospital will be an excellent major trauma centre for the children of our state. It's detailed that that is the role it will assume in the plan that's published by the Minister for Health. That was published in February 2018. Today's major trauma audit report provides important information that will help further design and refine the system insofar as it relates to children. So we make sure that those children of our state who are unfortunate enough to sustain major trauma get the best chance of surviving and the best quality of survival possible.
Professor Conor Deasy, thank you for speaking to us this morning.